Morning all our listeners right now. Your waistline is in danger.
Dang, how'd that old alarm tell us?
Lock your doors, avoid all the local grocery outlets, because it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Yay, let's go! Yum.
That means little girls everywhere are hitting the streets looking to destroy your New Year's resolutions by hawking boxes of delicious Thin Mints, Samoas, and Do-Si-Dos right at your face.
You act like they're evil, Jeff.
They are.
I gotta say, it's not the eating cookies that stresses me out. I'm totally fine with that. It's the figuring out how to say no to them.
I know, they're so adorable.
You know what I mean? And they're everywhere. It's like everywhere you turn, they are there.
They're trying to get you.
This is why I'm asking for a new quarantine, just so I don't see those little girls.
Yeah. I saw some set up in the middle of a car wash.
Oh, actually, they sell them online now, so that doesn't even work.
That's what they're doing to change with the times in the pandemic. Okay. Now the Girl Scouts are partnering with DoorDash to do on-demand cookie deliveries.
Oh, that's
Are you serious? I thought they were just going to move into your home for a little while.
That is so sorry.
It's going to start sometime next month, so you can check the local availability by searching Girl Scouts in your DoorDash app. Just make sure that you do it in the DoorDash app and you're not Google searching Girl Scouts near me. Because that gets you in a lot of trouble.
It's amazing that companies are struggling right now. All they really need to do is hire the Girl Scouts. They will get you the money that you need.
Absolutely.
Those Girl Scouts will find you.
Dude, seriously.
And remember, there's a brand new cookie that they're coming out with this year called Adventurefuls.
What's that
Which
one?
Are brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored cream and sea salt. If your dream was to become the real-life Augustus Gloop from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you can drown yourself in a river of chocolate and Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I just want to lay down, open my mouth, and have somebody pour them in.
Okay. Yes.
Before we get any further into this and we make ourselves large just by talking, let's just get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out. See who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while you sing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm going to draw a name out because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose Gravy Stains Bolaños. All right.
Save him for later.
Jose's putting on the shock caller. While that happens, Digital J, please read us the shock caller question of the day.
Many people can blame one thing or another for why they're not in a relationship.
Mm. Myself.
Maybe there's a few people in this room who are single by choice.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But here's a question for all the lonelies out there. Mm. Have you ever thought that your job is holding you back from love?
Sometimes I do now, yeah.
I say that because the Census Bureau recently analyzed their data and found the jobs where people are most likely to be single at age 40.
I thought you said it because you wanted to have a deep conversation with Jose.
No.
I'm ready for it, bro.
It definitely seems like working nights or strange hours are not great for settling down because number one on the list was bartenders.
Yeah.
A whopping 70% of bartenders are single at age 40.
That's why you have to date each other, because you're on the same schedules.
I need you to come up with the other three jobs that made the list in no particular order.
Ooh, now,
usually if you're a male escort, you're not tied down.
But that's my choice, I feel like.
I don't know how I know that.
I'm just
saying.
Also, all weird hours in a male escort.
Yes.
All kinds
that's
of morning
true.
And night.
It fits the criteria.
I think of another job that travels a lot, like a flight attendant or anything, or you guys don't think
Yeah, no, I actually dated a flight attendant. It was so hard. She, like, literally disappeared for 10 days, never texted me, and then came back and was like, hi. I'm like, I thought we were done, and here she's
But, like, 2 months after you dated, she got married.
And she got a boob job.
Okay, so
Molly, if you're listening, if you get a divorce, Papa Bear's still here.
But, you know, I think also what's interesting to this are these are the two professions we're talking about are also notoriously bad at cheating, right? Mm, like bartenders,
true.
Like notorious for not being faithful in a relationship.
So you're saying a doctor, because they're notorious and their hours are
But weird. I do think that medical, like medical staff in general, like when my best friend was working ER as a nurse for years,
gosh.
She had crazy schedule.
I can't imagine. And that's during normal times.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you ever tell someone that you're a doctor, you have a million people flocking to you trying
that's
to date you.
True, because you're like, I'm a millionaire.
They'll work around your schedule. Is
right.
What you're saying.
Same thing with like a lawyer. Anybody that makes a lot of money, they're going to have no trouble finding a date.
I think flight attendants is a good idea.
Yeah, I locked in flight attendant. Doctor, I have a question mark.
Let's get the question one more time.
If you're single at 40, it's not your fault. It's probably your job.
No, it's my fault.
I say that because the census recently gathered data and found the careers where you are most likely to be single at age 40. I already told you bartending was number one on the list, and because I feel bad for the singles in this room, I'll toss out a golden guess on the house. Whoa. Tell me a job you think is on there, and I'll tell you if you're correct.
I do want to ask, because I think if I get the answer to this, I get two of them. So I'm going to ask about doctor, because if doctor's on it, then I'm going to also say lawyer.
Doctors are not on the list.
Okay. But I will say the difference with lawyer is that they work so much. If you're in a big firm, you're putting in like literally 90-hour, 100-hour work weeks where you just don't even have time to meet people.
Mm. Yeah, but if you're a successful lawyer, you just have the lower people in your company do it for you.
That's not true, though. That's not true.
Does it help to think of like TV shows or movies where the characters in them work jobs that like are constantly single? Good. Like on the show Friends, I know Monica is a chef, and she's always struggling to find the right one.
That's not bad, because that's also a kitchen thing, just like bartenders.
And that's a question I was going to ask. Like, is a server different than bartender? It's all the same hours most of the time, you know?
I would consider them different for this question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been in restaurants for forever, over 10 years. I would say all three of them, a chef, a bartender, and a server.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
But chefs are closed like at night, so you could actually go on dates and stuff.
No, chefs work late.
No, they have to close.
They have to prep.
The chef has to stay till the last meal is cooked.
Yeah.
And then prep for the next day.
Yeah, my friend that's a chef is always working all weekends.
Are there any that you've locked in so far, Jose?
I've locked in flight attendant for sure.
Okay, so you just need two more.
And I'm thinking right now the two are lawyer server, but it doesn't feel like it's right.
I know. I'm also thinking of jobs that are super demanding. So it's like not
on call.
Yeah, like it's not going to be dentist because they work 2 days a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like the
what
opposite.
About a nurse?
Or an EMT.
Oh, EMT is actually good.
Or a firefighter. But the thing about firefighters is they'll do like 24-hour shifts.
And then they get,
they get like a week off.
It's the same with EMTs.
Hot.
They only work like 2 days out of the week.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we have to lock it in. I think I'm going to go with flight attendant, server, lawyer.
According to census data, these are the four jobs that are most likely to be held by single people at the age of 40. I already told you bartending was on the list.
Yes.
Number four on the list, 62% of these people are single at 40, flight attendants.
All right.
You got that correct. Number three on the list, 66% of people are single at age 40 for this. Restaurant hosts and servers.
All right, there you go. Oh, maybe a chef now.
And number two on the list. Again, 66% of these people are single at the age of 40. You said lawyer, and the correct answer was hotel desk clerks and other staff.
Of course. One of my best friends manages a hotel.
Is he single?
No, he's married, actually, very happily.
Shout out to you.
Oh, he's the general manager.
Yeah.
He's not the desk person. Yeah. That's another point.
All right. Well, Jose, you didn't get him all right, so you're going to get shocked. And somebody wanted to hear the song We Are Young by Fun.
Oh, okay. We are young, so let's set the world on fire.
I can hear that choir background.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Phone Tap's coming up in just a few minutes.